I always wondered what it was
like to be real spoiled.
Since I've got married, I understand. I got married. I did get married. And my wife spoils me a lot. And I'm very happy. And she's happy. She says hi. She really wants to come, but we're still waiting for the papers. And, you know, I was coming up here and I was thinking, man, it's going to be really hard to be without her for a week. And I told Uncle John about it. I said it was going to be really hard. And he said, nah, it's not that hard. It's only a week. You know, maybe being married 18 years, it's a joy being away from her, but being married 5 months, 1 week is a long time. So let's keep Uncle John and Karen in prayer. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 4. Christ says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance." And what we have here in this beginning of the chapter is Christ sits down with some publicans and sinners, and he's fellowshipping with them. And the Pharisees don't understand it. And they're wondering what's going on. And Christ gives them this parable to explain what Christ is doing. He explains to them what His mission is. Because Christ's mission is to seek and to save that which was lost. And this is what He uses to explain what He's doing. They're all confused, and He just explains them, if you lose a sheep, you're going to go out and look for it. And this is what Christ came to do. He came to look for the lost sheep. And you know what? God has given us this mission. Christ started this mission, coming to look for the lost and provided a way to save them. And now He's given this mission to us. That's why it's called the Great Commission. Because He's committed it to us. It's in our hands now to seek the lost. It's our mission to seek the lost. And you know what? There are a lot of souls out there. There are a lot of souls that are lost, that don't know their way. They're blind, and they're being led by blind people. And they're just getting worse and worse. Some of them think they know the right way. Some of them think they're going the right way. But they know, and we know, the ways that they're going are death. There's a lot of lost souls. And now it's our purpose to seek and to find them. Isn't that what Paul says? He says, "Seeking not my known profit, for the profit of many, that they might be saved." Amen. We're not seeking for our own profit anymore. We're not looking for something that benefits us. We're looking for them. They're lost. They're in need. And we're looking for them. We're searching for them. Our objective is to find that which is lost. This is our mission. And Christ used a parable to explain this mission. And in this parable, it seems like the Pharisees and the people that were there understood it perfectly. He says, y'all are a little confused as to what I'm doing. He gives them the parable, and they understood it. But I fear that we don't understand the parable the same way they do. I fear that we don't think the same way they used to think. And so I want to preach that, brothers, if we want to be successful in our search, we must correct our mentality. First of all, it says, "What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 and go search for the one?" I mean, to me, looking at that, I think, that's crazy. I just lost one sheep. I have 99 here. Why am I going to go out, leave the 99, just look for one? Seems crazy. But see, the problem is that we've lost the sense of value. You know, I never had many talks with Uncle Dale. I never sat down and had conversations with him. I remember one time when I was a little kid, we were moving somebody or cleaning up a house. But after we got all the furniture moved out, me and Uncle Dale went in and searched it for a little bit. And there was a penny on the floor. And he bent down and picked up the penny and said, "Stephen, if you can't take the time to pick up one penny, you're too rich." You know, I remember that. I don't remember hardly anything else with Uncle Dale, but that I was like, what? I'm not sure I still understand it, but I thought he was crazy. What are you talking about? One penny? I mean, but see, I think somehow he still had that mentality. He still understood what you have is valuable. Maybe because of the Great Depression, and now we've gotten through past all that, and nowadays we're so rich, we have everything we want, we can replace whatever it is, and we don't have that mentality anymore. We don't have that value that we should have. Pick up a penny. I mean, I still look at a penny and I'm like, I don't even want to bend down and pick it up. But we've lost our sense of value. And the problem isn't so much that you know, we're going to be poor because we don't pick up pennies. The problem is that we've brought this mentality that we have in the world, we've brought it to the church. And now we don't value what should be valued in the church. We don't value the lost the way they should be valued. Now, I'm just going to tell you how this would make our search unsuccessful, because we don't value things, how we don't value the lost. That's going to make us not succeed in our search. First of all, because he says, if you lose one, he leaves the 99 and goes after the one. Now, I lost a debit card last time I was up here. And me and Jenny went shopping a couple different stores. And I got home and I couldn't find my debit card. So what did I do? I went all the way back to the stores. I went back to both stores we went to find it. I ended up finding it in my wallet, in a different pocket, but I actually went to the trouble to go all the way to the store to find it. Now if I would have left the penny there, I wouldn't have gone back. You understand? It's because I knew that the debit card was valuable. I went all the way back from Bernie into San Antonio to the two stores I had gone to look for it because it was valuable. But if it's not valuable, why are we going to go out and look for it? Now this is the thing, brothers and sisters. Who's going to go look for the lost souls if we don't think they're valuable? If none of us think, if we think, souls, we're content with the 99 we have here. We're fine with the ones we have. We don't really value the ones that are still lost. Who's going to leave their comfortable situation and go out into the wilderness looking for the souls? If we don't value the souls, we're not going to go. If we don't value the souls, we're not going to support the people who go. If we don't value the souls, we're not going to pray for them. We're not going to go preaching. If we don't value, we're not going to do anything. Our lack of value is really hindering our search and our find. First of all, it says that he leaves and he goes. And you know, one problem with most of us is we don't want to leave. We say, well, I'm comfortable here. A lot of us think, you know, when it's convenient for me, I'll go. And we think, oh, there's too many problems. If I go, what if we get malaria? I can't go right now. My kids don't know that language. I can't go to Poland. It's too cold. I'm used to this Texas heat. And we think, oh, we got so many problems. But you know, none of our inconveniences are bigger than their problem. No problem you and I have is bigger than the problem they have.
That's right.
Their problem's with God. We can't make our excuses and say, oh, I have a problem. That might be an inconvenience. No, their inconvenience is worse. Their problem is worse than yours. And you should value their soul. If we don't value, we're not going to leave and we're not going to go. Then it says, he goes in the wilderness, goes after that which is lost, until he finds it. Now what's going to drive you to search for something until you find it? You know, this is a problem I've had all my life. My mom used to get mad at me, and now my wife gets mad at me. My wife says, can you bring me the Windex that's in the kitchen? I go into the kitchen, I open a cabinet, you know, open a drawer, look around, no Windex. Go back and say, hey, there's no Windex. She goes running in the kitchen, starts opening things, picking things up, things I didn't even know you could pick up, and looks under things, and finally finds it and says, it was right there. What? She's spoiled. But you know, the problem is, I wasn't really that interested. I mean, if I go into the kitchen looking for a Dr. Pepper, I'm going to find it. But the Windex, nah. And that's how it is with souls. So how it is with the lost. What's going to make you go until you find... That's amazing to me. What are these guys thinking? Christ says it like, what man of you? Well, which one of you wouldn't do this? I'm thinking, which one of us would do this? Nobody would do this. Search and search and search until you find it. It's a problem because we don't value the souls that we, like we should. We don't have any value. We think, oh, well, I went and I tried. It just didn't turn out. So I gave up. I threw in the towel. I left. I came back. The whole problem is we didn't value like we should. And if we're going to find what we're looking for, we need to correct this mentality. Amen. We need to fix this problem. We need to regain this sense of value. Amen. If we're going to be successful in our search, we must correct this mentality. Another mentality that it has here that I think we've lost is we've lost the sense of joy. You know, we think getting gifts nowadays is what brings joy. We think, whatever's free, whoo, that's going to bring me joy. I mean, who here doesn't think, if you won the lottery, how excited would you be? I mean, really, how excited would you be if you won the lottery? I think you'd be jumping up and down, hopping up, whoo! And the truth is, we're not that excited when we get our paychecks. I mean, we work for that. We go work and then the paycheck comes and we're just, okay, good, I'm getting my paycheck. But if we're thinking, oh, we could get that, you know, free television, free tacos, Susan, what? We get all excited about it.
It comes with age.
But that's a false sense of joy. Yeah. True joy comes when you work for something and you earn it. You're looking for something and you'll do whatever it takes. You'll climb whatever mountain, you'll go across whatever sea to find it, and you finally find it. That's joy. That'll bring you joy. Amen. And you know, we've lost that sense for sure. It says, he gets there, he finds it, and he lays it upon his shoulder, rejoicing. That wouldn't be me. If I found that thing, I'd be like, you stupid sheep, why'd you leave? Don't ever do that again. That happens with my dog, he leaves, that's what I do. I get mad. Why'd you make me go through all this trouble to find you? Yeah, we've lost our sense of joy. Work brings joy. I think Mike will appreciate that one tonight. But that's true. We're expecting to be all joyful just because things are given to us, and that's not what brings joy. Joy is whenever you go and do something, do whatever it takes to find it, and you finally find it. You finally succeed, That'll bring you joy. And if you're looking for joy, that's what you need to do. Now what he says here is, finding it brings joy. You know, we'd rather no effort. The problem is that we brought this mentality into the church too. We'd rather put out no effort and get all the souls. I mean, wouldn't we? We'd rather just put an ad in the newspaper and just sit around waiting for the souls to come in. We'd rather, internet, let's just put everything we can on internet and hope people start calling up. And just sit around and watch the souls roll in. Well, too bad, we're not going to get our job done if we're doing that. If we think that's how we're going to get it done, we're wrong. What he says is he goes and finds it. He has to put out an effort. And that's what we have to do. We're called to preach and to seek and to actually put out some effort to do it. And if we don't think this is going to bring joy, if we think, nah, that won't bring joy. What brings joy is doing it a free way, something else will bring joy, then we're not going to do it. We need to understand that if you want joy, if you want to get something out of it, you're going to have to put some effort out. And if we want to be successful in our church, we're going to have to get this right. Know what true and where true joy comes from is working hard and earning what you get. That's real joy. Doesn't it feel so much better to eat something after you've worked hard than when you've been, full on the couch and then you start eating again, you're like, oh, that's too much. But after you've been working hard, sweating, that makes the food taste so much better. Joy comes when you work hard and you find what you're looking for. Especially whenever it's souls. I mean, doesn't Christ say that is the reason you can rejoice? Because your names are written in heaven. You want a reason to rejoice, it's because your names are written in heaven. And if you're a part of that work, then you can rejoice in that. If you're a part of a work that gets somebody's name written in heaven, that's something you can be joyful about. We can all rejoice in that. That is the one I like. Also, because whenever he comes back, whenever he recovers what he's lost, he rejoices with all his friends. You know, this is what we're looking for. We're looking to recover what's lost. We're looking for men and women that are lost, and we go, we explain to them the gospel, we do whatever it takes so that they'll understand, and they'll start coming to church, and they'll start changing their life. They'll start changing their ways. They'll start praising the Lord. They'll start preaching on the streets. And one day they'll become pastors, missionaries, and work for the Lord. And that's recovering the lost. And you know what? This brings joy. This brings joy everywhere. You know, any one of these missionaries can come up here and tell you, there's missionaries in Mexico. There's pastors. There's street preachers preaching on the streets. And all of us can get excited about this. All of us can say, woohoo! I like that! That sounds good. This is a thing that brings joy not only to yourself if you're doing it, it brings joy to all of us that are participants in it. Even his neighbors, I mean, you lost a sheep, you found it, who cares? But no, their mentality was, our friend lost a sheep and he found it, let's rejoice! Right. Our brothers and sisters had family members that were gonna go to hell and they just got saved, let's all rejoice! Amen. And I like that about sometimes in the churches in Mexico, we get together and after people get saved, we're gonna go have baptisms. And after we have the baptism, we get a good convivio. And everybody gets together and we start playing and it's just, you know, we're eating food and we're all having a good time because people got saved and we have a reason to get together. Yes. You want to have a party? Get somebody saved and invite people to a party. Amen. Amen. This is a reason to rejoice and we can all rejoice over it. But you know, one other thing that I like about thinking whenever rejoicing over a lost soul that is found, that it doesn't only make me rejoice, it doesn't only make y'all rejoice, but heaven.
He's rejoicing.
You know, I believe God has feelings. I believe God can feel angry. I believe you can grieve His Spirit. I believe we can cause a lot of different feelings in God. But I like it whenever I think I can actually make God feel joy. Woohoo! We can be a part of something where we win a soul and heaven is happy, rejoicing, excited. This is an amazing thing. If you want real, true joy, you got to change your mentality. It doesn't come from getting everything free, getting everything you want, whenever you want it. It means do something. Work hard and reap the benefits. You might sow, the sowing might be really hard. You might have to sow in tears. You might have to go climb over many mountains and in the wilderness and the heat. But the end is what brings joy. When you find it, and you carry it home, and you can say to everybody, we found my sheep. We've found sheep, and they're here, and they're fine, they're safe, they're okay. And we can all rejoice, and God can rejoice, and we can all be happy. But we gotta fix our mentality. We gotta correct what we've lost. We've lost a sense of value. We've lost this real, true sense of joy. And if we want to be successful in our search, we need to correct these things. And we'll be successful. Amen?
Amen. Amen.